It's All Things Considered on KUT. I'm Matt Largy. First, it was a music festival, then a film festival, then an interactive festival. Since then, South by Southwest has added education, the environment, and venture capital to its repertoire. Could South by Southwest space be far off? Tomorrow, you might see the first step. NASA is bringing its next-generation space telescope to the Long Center, or at least a full-size model of it. The James Webb Telescope is scheduled to launch in 2018. It's the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope. Steve Finkelstein joins us now to talk about that. He's an astronomer at UT. Steve, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
I guess, first of all, describe what the telescope itself looks like. I've seen pictures of it. It kind of looks like a Star Destroyer from Star Wars
with a big, weird satellite dish
yeah. on top of it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good description, actually. So if you've ever seen the Hubble Space Telescope, the Hubble looks like a giant metal tube with solar panels on the side. The Webb looks nothing like that. It's not, as we call it, baffled, meaning the mirror is just out there in space. And so you have the mirror with a little, you might call it, with a satellite dish, a receiver on top of it to focus the light. And then under it, you have this huge structure called the sun shield. And that's the giant thing you see. We often refer to it as being the size of a tennis court, because it's the size of a tennis court. And what that's doing is it's protecting this telescope from the sun.
So how's it different than the Hubble telescope, which has been in orbit for more than 20 years now?
There are two main advances that it has over the Hubble Space Telescope. Number one is the mirror size. A great way to think about telescopes is that they're light buckets. You want to collect as much light, as much photons, these particles of light, as you can. And the bigger bucket you have, the bigger mirror, the more light you can get and the further you can see and the fainter things you can see. And so the light bucket, or the mirror size on Hubble, is 2.4 meters. So kind of maybe close to the height of your average basketball player. The size mirror on the James Webb Space Telescope is 6.5 meters, which is very, very large. It's about 20 feet or so. And so that gives us about seven times, we call it the light gathering power, more than seven times the light gathering power. That's advance number one. Advance number two is it actually looks at light that our own eyes can't see. So Hubble is, for the most part, an optical space telescope. That means it sees the same colors of light we see. The Webb kind of picks up where Hubble leaves off. There are all these, you can call them invisible, all these invisible wavelengths we can't see, but Webb will be able to see.
Is this important to its main mission? I've heard it described as sort of a time machine. It's supposed to look back and to find light from the earliest days of the
right.
universe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is the area of research I actually work on, so I'm particularly excited for this. Because the universe is expanding, this was discovered by Edwin Hubble, who the Hubble Space Telescope is named after. The universe is expanding. What happens is light from galaxies gets stretched as the universe expands. And so this is the well-known Doppler effect. If you've ever sat somewhere and had a train go by or an ambulance go by, as the train or what have you gets closer, the whistle seems to get higher and higher in pitch. And then as it passes you, it all of a sudden shifts to get lower and lower in pitch. And that's because when the train is coming at you, the sound waves get compressed as they're basically hitting you. And when the train is going away from you, the sound waves get stretched.
And so the same thing happens to light.
Absolutely. The same thing happens with light. You know, with light is both a particle and a wave, which confuses everybody, even myself. Yep. But the wave property means that it has this Doppler effect. So when things move away from you, the waves get stretched, and that makes them look redder. And so everything, essentially all galaxies, are moving away from us because the universe is expanding. And the more farther away a galaxy is, the faster it's moving away from us, and the more shifted its light gets. And we actually call this shift a red shift, because everything is moving away, so it gets redder. You kind of get to the point, Hubble can only see so far before all of the visible light that you normally see in your eye gets completely redshifted out of Hubble's range. So these galaxies that we want to see with Webb are so far away that even Hubble can't see them. It needs to see redder. And that's really where Webb is going to pick up. It will see redder than Hubble, it will see deeper than Hubble, and it will see at much higher resolution than Hubble, much more sharper images.
Well, Dr. Finkelstein, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. This is great. And come out and see us. We'll be there all weekend.
That's Steve Finkelstein. He'll be among the astronomers outside the Long Center over the next 3 days, talking about the James Webb Space Telescope. A full-size model of NASA's telescope will be there, too. Details are at KUTnews.org. I'm Matt Largy with KUT News.